From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The Florida legislature is considering big changes to Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, the state-run insurer of last resort for property in high-risk areas. Citizens currently has about 1.3 million policyholders. The company is trying to reduce its risk by raising premiums and sending hundreds of thousands of customers back to the private insurance market. We're speaking with Sean Shaw, the former Florida insurance consumer advocate and a big critic of Citizens. He's founder of the group Policyholders of Florida. Sean, would you explain Citizens' role as an insurance company?
Sure. Citizens is the state-run insurance company, and its role is meant to be what we call the insurer of last resort. So in a perfect world, Citizens would insure those people who could not get coverage in the private market. Unfortunately, here in Florida, because of various reasons, Citizens has turned into the largest insurance company, meaning the company with the most policies, because there are lots of people who are unable to get coverage in the private market, and some would argue Citizens' rates are lower than what they should be, so people have gone to Citizens for that reason, too.
Would Citizens be able to cover a major catastrophe right now?
Yes, they would. Citizens, as of right now, I believe, has the ability to cover a 1 in 50-year hurricane. What we're talking about in Tallahassee is their ability to cover a 1 in 100-year storm and bigger, which would be just a massive hurricane hitting Miami or Tampa or something like that. Citizens has the ability to levy assessments on Floridians, to float bonds in the municipal market. So there's different ways that Citizens can raise money if it is short, even.
David Hart with the Florida Chamber of Commerce has said, we need this legislation. Citizens absolutely must be changed.
Unfortunately, it's grown over the years to become the insurer of first resort. 77% of us, roughly, that have our insurance in the private sector, we have to subsidize those who are in Citizens who are paying rates that are not actuarially sound.
What are your concerns about the proposed legislation relating to Citizens?
It's trying to essentially get people out of Citizens. And the way it's doing that is, one, to raise rates, and two, the glide path that's currently in effect, 10% cap on Citizens' rates. That glide path is eliminated for new business, which means if you're someone who gets into Citizens, your rate is going to be much, much higher than someone who has had Citizens for some number of years and is still subject to the glide path. So it creates sort of two tiers of Citizens' rates, those people who have been in it for a while and those people who want to get in it now.
Do you think the state needs Citizens Property Insurance Corporation?
I think it does. Florida is a thumb sticking out in the ocean with hurricanes. So we need some insurance company to pick up the slack where the private market is either unable or unwilling to write. The problem here in Florida is Citizens has too many policies. It has a need to shrink. I agree with that. But those of us on the consumer side, I think, would say we need to be slow and deliberate about it. There are others who believe that catastrophe is upon us tomorrow and we need to kick everybody out of Citizens and raise rates.
What do you think Citizens could be doing better?
Citizens needs to understand its unique place in the market. It's a company that is, one, the state company. Two, it's, for some people, the only company they have. If you're requiring an elderly couple to replace their roof before Citizens will write that policy, you've essentially told that person they're not going to be able to get insurance. We need some compassion in their underwriting principles and to make sure that they understand sometimes they're the only game in town and they are the state entity.
Attorney and consumer advocate Sean Shaw, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.